We're seeing new clients come all the time because people are scared of overdosing and dying.
Jason Mercredi has been a strong voice since before Prairie Harm Reduction opened its doors, pushing for more and better help for people with addictions. Prairie Harm Reduction, or PHR, is the province's only permanent safe consumption site.
We started out with, you know, maybe 5-6 people a day, and now we're upwards of 15 to 20, I think. We're dealing with a lot more mental health issues than we were anticipating, just like a lot more suicide interventions. And we've been able to get a number of people on hepatitis C treatment, which has been a pretty big success.
PHR opened in October, 6 months later than planned. The province rejected its funding requests the last 2 years.
We just said, you know what, whether we have the money or not, we need to set the deadline and open, because clearly there's a need here.
They did get the money together through community fundraising, but Mercredi doesn't think that's a sustainable solution.
We'd like to be able to just focus on saving people's lives, but instead I got to figure out how to generate way more fundraising revenue than we're used to.
The people who use the site appreciate it, and Mercredi says the need is growing.
We had a client who was coming in, and we had done multiple suicide interventions with them, but then when we were closed, they ended up overdosing and dying. And so staff feel the effects on that, clients feel the effects on that, but, you know, we have people that'll come in and tell us, you know, so-and-so passed away this weekend or last night or whatever, and they'll come and need to talk to us for mental health supports and try to get them connected to the Westside Clinic or wherever, but it's becoming a fairly regular occurrence.
The Friendship Center in Regina opened its doors a few weeks ago to a temporary overdose prevention site. Michael Parker is the executive director.
This is not a new concept. Like, this is being done in other major centers across Canada. You know, like, Regina's late to this.
The overdose deaths have been significantly worse in Regina than any other part of the province, and he says this site has been sorely needed.
People come into addiction and using drugs for lots of different reasons, and for lots of different reasons and times, people can take the steps and get the supports that they need to go on to recovery. But you can't go to recovery if you're dead.
The rule changes that allow the site to open are temporary, but Parker is going to apply for federal designation.
The long-term sustainability is kind of my biggest concern going forward.
Far more common than consumption sites are groups that offer harm reduction. AIDS Program South Saskatchewan would normally focus on bloodborne illness and has one of the busiest needle exchanges in the province, but it recently started providing naloxone kits.
We had to do something because it was affecting our own clients who were using the needle exchange. We were beginning to lose clients. They were dying.
Vidya Reddy says they gave out nearly 10 times the naloxone kits last year than in 2019, and close to half of them were used. Reddy says the steep rise in deaths show the need for these things in and of itself.
It's absolutely important that it's all hands on deck.
I'm Lisa Schick.